Listening Library presents The Incorrigible Children of Ashton Place, Book 2, The Hidden Gallery, by Mary Rose Wood. Read for you by Catherine Kellgren.
The first chapter. A fit of pique encounters a bit of pluck.
But the workmen swore the repairs to the house would be finished by now.
The blushing pink circles that typically adorned the cheeks of Lady Constance Ashton were now as scarlet as two ripe nectarines.
I fail to see how three mere children, no matter how incorrigible, could do so much damage. Just thinking about it makes me feel perilously close to having a tantrum.
It appears that Lady Constance is in high dudgeon. Miss Penelope Lumley thought to herself as she stood just outside the doorway of the lady's private parlour. Perhaps I ought to come back another time. As you may know, dudgeon is a word that describes feeling cross, and to be in high dudgeon means feeling very cross indeed. Do not be one of those careless speakers who says dudgeon when they mean dungeon. Being locked in a dungeon might well cause a person to be in high dudgeon, but that is the only real connection between the two. Dudgeon is the sort of old-fashioned term one rarely hears nowadays, but the condition it describes remains all too familiar. Only an exceedingly fortunate, patient, and sweet-tempered person can go through life without ever feeling in high dudgeon, and that was just as true in Miss Penelope Lumley's day as it is in our own. To be sure, most people would consider Lady Constance Ashton exceedingly fortunate. In addition to being young and pretty, she was married to the vastly wealthy Lord Frederick.